Rebels who seized power in the Central African Republic this year effectively halted efforts to find the Lord's Resistance Army there. Ugandan troops and their U.S. advisors suspended the hunt amid uncertainty over how the rebel coalition, known as SALEKA, might pursue the group and its leader, Joseph Kony. Center for Strategic and International Studies Africa Director Jennifer Cook.
With the collapse in CAR, I think the effort, the real sense of urgency and focus on getting Joseph Kony has collapsed. Somewhat.
Kony is accused of being responsible for murder, kidnapping, and sexual slavery across four African countries. His ability to now move more freely and capitalize on instability worries Human Rights Watch official Sarah Margon.
Certainly, chaos in Eastern Congo and in Sierra could give the LRA the time to regroup. And if nobody is particularly focused on the LRA as part of the larger regional issues, that is also another way in which they could regroup. They sort of become invisible.
Rebel rule in Bangui creates new opportunities for the LRA, says Sasha Lezhnev of the human rights group The Enough Project.
Every day that this situation continues, where the Ugandans and the U.S. advisors are just sitting in their seats watching the game unfold, is creating danger for the LRA to set up new abduction sprees, to set up new safe havens, you know, as they have done many, many times.
In Central Africa, it's easy for such a mobile force to hide.
The terrain with the, you know, forest canopy makes it very difficult to track them even with infrared technology. They move in groups of 3 to 5. They're now down to just a few hundred fighters. But, you know, Kony and his top commanders, but particularly Kony, has always been very, very resilient.
SALEKA rebels controlling the Central African Republic have not made chasing the Lord's Resistance Army a priority, says Jennifer Cook.
The SALEKA coalition is very fractured. It's a lot of very ambitious individuals and groups that have very different agendas. Governance and security broadly is probably not one of them.
Cook also questions the commitment of the previous government in Bangui, which left SALEKA even less to live up to.
What commitment there was has now pretty much collapsed. It's just going to be very hard to do that when Ugandan troops cannot collaborate with troops in eastern Congo, when Central Africa is in such disrepair.
While regional governments have recognized rebel rule in Bangui, an African Union task force against the LRA is awaiting fresh rules of engagement in their pursuit of Joseph Kony. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the State Department.